thing that rocks.
Well,
a little too much for a Monday, but
yeah.
All right, maybe more of a Friday one.
A little hard as a paint on a Monday.
When's the last time you danced, like, hard?
Oh, it's been a while.
It's been a while for me, too.
Yeah. I'm not saying I haven't done a little shimmy here and there.
You know what? I think it was at my parents' house one night.
Yeah.
I think you were there, too.
I wasn't there for the dancing. I think you guys danced afterwards because I saw a video of it. You guys were going hard. Yeah, you guys were going hard.
Yeah, we were kicking up dust one night, too.
You were complaining about it the next day. You were sore the next day. Like, dude, I'm so sore. What the hell did I do? Yeah, you were drunk dancing. That's what you were doing, you idiot.
Yeah. Making a fool of myself.
Look like a damn fool. Anyway, enough talking about Hunter's horrible, horrible dancing because we could spend all day on that.
Horrible, horrible.
It is time for your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. Who is hiring now? You can find out more. Special-Light.com. Awesome starting pay, amazing benefits, room to grow at Specialite. Again, Special-Light.com. All right, your topic for today. What's something that looks fun in movies but in real life is miserable? Like, it's not good. It's not good. All right.
I got a good one, I think.
Yeah. Go for it.
I'm going to kick it off with, it's kind of relevant right now because F9's out. Anything that happens in the Fast and the Furious. I mean, dude, it is so over
really,
the top.
Any car.
It looks fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. For sure. For sure. For sure.
Remember the first Fast and the Furious? We went to the theater and we got out of the theater and you might as well put a helmet on. Everybody flying out of that parking lot.
To be fair, though, that first one was, for the most part, the most realistic. The one part, and now
right.
I think every red-blooded male at some point in time has wanted to take their car underneath a semi, but it doesn't work. All right, you can't do
you
it.
You know, yeah. like now, I haven't seen the new movie, so I'm not going to ruin it right here, but it's in the trailer. That one part where the car's like flying off the cliff and it gets like attached to a rope somehow and then gets roped back into a mountain. Like, what is going on, Toretto?
Yeah. Yeah, it's
got to relax.
So
you need a nap, dude.
Look, that didn't put me off. It's when they went into space is what put me off. That's, what it is.
They went into space? I didn't know that.
You're right, though. It's anything in there. Say, like, Dukes of Hazzard. Like, believe me, I want to jump the General Lee over a bridge running from, Enos and Roscoe. But you're going to land, and your car's going to break in half. That's what's going to happen.
That whiplash at the end of it. It's going to be fun.
You're going to bottom out, rip off your oil pan, and you're not going to go anywhere after that. So I think that's a great
your
answer.
Your face goes into the steering wheel. You're going to be like, it's a little different in the movies.
Yep. Something that looks fun in movies but in real life is miserable. I don't want to knock these places in any way, shape, or form because you can't have fun. But going to amusement parks like Disneyland, they always make it so enjoyable. You're running around. You're on all these rides. What they don't show is the 4 hours standing in line. The $30 elephant ear that you buy. It's all, and for some reason, everyone in movies or TV shows, they get to do this. Apparently, they get to go front of the line, like, every single time. Like, they're on.
Like fair games go right in hand with that, too. Yeah. It's like, everybody wins in the movies. Yep. Everybody's winning the big stuffed animal. You know how hard it is to win that big stuffed animal in real life?
Yeah. Yeah, you got some guy walking around with the big teddy bear that they've been carrying around for 30 years because it's impossible to win. For some reason, in the movie, you can win it. You can win it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they just make it look
like just
so happy. Like, oh, my God, we had so much fun. Yeah, really, it's you standing on hot pavement for 4 hours to go ride a 20-second ride or get a photo with a Disney princess, and it's not fun. It's not fun. Yep.
Movies are so unrealistic.
BS. It's miserable. Real life is miserable. Show it. I want to see a movie where it's actually just that. Like, oh, well, there's that one drawn-out scene where they waited in line for 4 hours. They probably could have cut that for time. No. We want to show you the real
thing.
That's
a good idea.
Yeah.
Just a movie full of movie cliches, but it's what it's like in real life.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I'd watch that. But yes, they finally got it right. Let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What looks fun in movies, but in real life is miserable? We're going to get your answers when we come back. Stick around. It's WIRX.
Yeah, dude.
I know we'll get to the top here soon, but real quick, I did finally watch the trailer for Jackass Forever, and it does look pretty good. I think we're gonna.
You know,
have to,
I haven't seen the trailer. I refuse to watch it because I've heard good things so far. And I'm like, you know, I just don't want to ruin it.
You don't ruin it.
Clean, it, fresh.
They don't give you much. They really don't. But it's just, it's weird. You see all of them. You're like, oh, my God, everyone got so old.
Yeah. What I heard was because, you're getting a little old. So what I heard was they did a lot of the filming during COVID, and they couldn't go out a lot of places. So a lot of the stuff in the movie is like individual stunts and like stuff just by themselves. Because a lot of times they'll go on public and do stuff, you know?
Which I'll be honest, the public stuff usually isn't that like my favorite stuff. You know what I mean? Like it's not bad. But anyway, we'll talk about that later. We got to get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, as always brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township. What looks fun in movies, but in real life is miserable? We got some answers
on
Facebook.
Anything in the movie Jackass. That's a great answer right there.
Yeah, it looks fun. Like, oh, let's do these pranks. Nope, miserable. Miserable.
You're getting launched into space on a rocket, you know.
Mark echoed yours. He said anything in a Fast and Furious movie. Yep. Like, if I truly tried to do something from a Fast and Furious movie after I saw it, my dad would have kicked my ass. Be like, you did what?
Oh, yeah.
What did you try to do?
I mean, dude.
Moron?
What about all the crashes that nobody thinks about? Like, there's people in those cars.
Yeah, everywhere.
You know?
Jessica had a good answer. Something that looks fun in movies but miserable in real life. The outdoors in the hot, humid ass summer. That's true. You got all these people like in California, middle of summer. Oh, having not a bead of sweat on them.
Hey, you know what? Yeah. Hey, here's one. Where are all the mosquitoes in the movies? That's something you don't see.
Yeah,
everyone, they're very prevalent right now too.
People having their backyard barbecues. Not a single person swatting a mosquito away.
Not one. You don't see one.
Yep.
Dude, I am eating alive from this past weekend. I got bumps everywhere, dude.
Amy had an interesting answer. She said home ownership, which there's certain movies like Money Pit, which, you know, show you the downfalls of owning a home, which I don't get me wrong. I love owning a home. But in the movies, lots of times they do make it seem like, oh, my God, this is wonderful. Look at this. Oh, we're painting. We're having fun. Oh, I'm putting up sconces. Oh, let's do this. It's a lot of work. Okay, if I refuse to paint ever again. The house that we have, the color that it's in, that is it. I am not picking up another paintbrush for the rest of my life. I'm going to pay someone to do it because it's terrible. It's terrible.
But how about all these mansions in these movies?
Yeah.
How unrealistic is it? You know, everybody that's on Lifetime is rich. Dude, the biggest houses I'm so unrealistic.
All these people with bowls of
fruit. Where is that house?
Bowls of fruit in every room. Like, who has bowls of fruit in every room? It's not realistic. Get out of here.
So he's nice and clean.
Yeah.
And he's perfect.
BS, man. Yeah, show me underneath that couch with all the dust bunnies in that room that no one uses. The room that doesn't have a TV. Get out of here. Who has those rooms? Come on now. Come on now.
Here's something in movies that looks fun that's not real fun in real life, and I did this. Is, you know, in Home Alone when he takes the toboggan and he slides down the stairs out of the door?
Yes.
Yeah, we had a toboggan back in the day, and the front of that toboggan caught on the third stair. Not fun in real life when you're going end over end on the stairs, face first.
It's a good way to break some ribs. How old were you when you did this, Hunter?
That was like 27.
20. You were older. Okay. Oh, that's what I kind of figured. Rod had a good answer. Something that looks fun in movies but in real life is miserable. Camping. That's another one. Now, I love camping. I love camping. But whenever you see it, like, it makes you angry when you see people do camping scenes in most movies. And I get it. It's a movie. I understand. But could you just make it somewhat more realistic? All right?
It doesn't even look real in the movies. Like, it's like groomed perfectly.
Yeah.
Nothing's dirty.
No. No, exactly.
Nobody's sweating in the hot camping sun. You know, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, they got
a lot of things in camping you got to deal with. Mosquitoes, one of them, the hot sun.
Bears, you know.
Oh, yeah, bears.
Yeah, yeah. Mountain people, they're all out there.
How about just setting up camp in the movies? Everything's already set up.
Everything's ready. It's ready all right there. They don't show that, you know, our sequence where a husband and wife are yelling at each other about
screaming at each other
about what I guarantee putting up tents.
Why'd you put the phone on the table?
Putting up tents has caused more divorces than money problems in America. I guarantee it. Yeah. So why'd you and Sherry get divorced?
The damn zipper's broke.
Why'd you and Sharon get divorced? Oh, we went camping. We put up a tent. Oh, I'm sorry. You should have never done it. That's how me and my first wife got divorced. It's crazy.
Surprised both of us came back out of the woods.
Unbelievable. I've never wanted to murder someone more than the day I tried to put a tent up with my wife. That's right. Let's see. Gotti had a good one. He said, getting into shootouts. Looks fun in movies. Yeah, everyone misses. It seems real cool. It seems real cool. Like, oh, pew, 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 pew.
Put the gun over the...
Yeah, people do it, holding the gun sideways, doing all this, just bullets flying everywhere. Yeah, no.
Dude, in real life, you can hold your phone up. I think it's a gun. I'm out of there, dude. See ya.
There's a part of me, you know, like, who's the comedian? I think it's Dane Cook who does the bit about, like, the movie Heat and, like, how every guy wants to be part of a bank heist, okay? Because they make it look amazing in the movies. Same thing with, like, I don't want to be in a shootout, but there's always a party that's like, oh, my God, I'm going to be a hero. I'm gonna take down the bank robbers. No. You got bullets flying at you, man. You're hiding behind a car just like, oh, God, this is it.
Oh,
like,
dude.
Paintball is scary enough, man.
I am curled up in the fetal position, sucking my thumb, dude. I'm ready to just get shot.
That's it. This is how I go. This is me. I don't know why I thought I could do this. This is it. I'm done.
Don't see that in the movie, do you?
No. That one guy crying. If you ever want to see a realistic shootout scene, just picture Hunter and I crying, sucking our thumbs, going, I don't want to die.
I don't want to die.
All right, we're going to take a break. We got more of Brock and Hunter coming up. Stick around. It's WIRX.